Rundown today is September 12th, first NFL college full slate. It is brought to you by Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. If you need a mattress, go to Lisa. $75, click on the link. Doesn't matter if you buy your mattress today, doesn't matter in 2 weeks, doesn't matter if you buy your mattress in 2 years, 10 years, 30 years, 50 years. You keep the $75. Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. NFL first full week. And I feel like it's Groundhog Day already. The Jets stink, the Bears stink, and the Patriots, per usual, do what they do, which is surprise the world, shove it up Goodell's face, put it in your face, put it in everybody's face. Great to be a Patriot fan. Garoppolo, our biggest concern.
Future Bear.
Well, that is the biggest concern for the Patriots. That will be a controversy. I've already seen one idiot like Mike Freeman on NFL Network being like, is there a quarterback controversy?
That's clicks, baby. That's clicks.
You knew it one way or the other. If they lost that game, it was going to be all about Brady. If they won that game, it was going to be all about Belichick.
No doubt. The thing with the Patriots, which they are going to have to figure out, is everyone, I think we can all say Garoppolo looked great. And the Patriots, if he stays with the Patriots, they'll win at least 3 to 5 Super Bowls with him. I think that was pretty obvious. But they are going to run into the thing where Brady's going to play another probably 4 to 5 years. Will Garoppolo
sit? But wouldn't that be the perfect Belichick move?
To cut him.
Yes.
Belichick wants to win. Brady's got 4 or 5
I know, but
years.
Wouldn't it be the most Belichick move to cut Brady, like,
totally,
full circle?
Totally.
If there's one dude, he can't do it to.
But you're wrong.
That's what
you're
is
wrong.
The ultimate Belichick
right.
move.
You're yeah. wrong. Right.
I don't think he will.
No, but that would be Belichick through and through.
Wouldn't it stun me? He always positions the franchise so we are at least in the AFC Championship basically every single year.
Brady will be dumb enough. I think he'll call it quits at the right time. I don't think he'll linger.
I don't know.
He said he wants to play like 50.
He needs those like things.
I think if he starts to deteriorate, I think he's out. I don't think he'll want to linger and do.
So the question though that is going to be brought up, this will be the big year. So the Patriots are going to field probably very good trade offers for Garoppolo. Or if Brady says he's playing 4 years, are you going to pay basically Steve Young Montana, which is hard with salary cap, where you have your backup making so much money?
It was one game. Okay. He looked good, but it was one game.
It's the Patriot way.
He looked good. Matt Castle looked good for a full season, and he stinks.
No, but he'd be great with it. And by the way, Castle's a really good-looking guy, too. All we do is get gorgeous quarterbacks who win Super Bowls.
So yesterday was fun for the first quarter for the Bears, and then they stink. And then the worst part of the day was when I got a text from Kevin right around halftime of the night game. He's like, we have Patriots Dave back.
When the Kill Everybody Tour was back on for like the third season in a row.
You know what sucks though?
It's like we're just hamsters, right?
And I hate Nantucket Dave, and like, I'm so rich and I'm throwing in your face, Dave. And then we've just transitioned seamlessly into Patriots Dave.
There's never a break.
You can't get rid of any Daves.
Patriot Dave is the realest Dave. Feidelberg wrote that blog.
Well, you watch sports again, finally.
No, I've been watching I watched the Red Sox during the day. By the way, a great win for the Red Sox. I think the Mets, they're playing well, right?
Yeah, we're about very to well. Take care of the Cardinals for you.
I was going
to
say,
yeah,
I
so
need,
we're
I
all
going to
stomp on
them.
But Patriot Dave, you guys say it, and I resent it a little bit, because anybody who's had the privilege, and I do mean this, the privilege and the honor of rooting for a team like the Patriots, you'd be the same. It's kind of like when you love the Blackhawks, they're good, except it's just they've given so much. Every time it's like 9.5 points.
Yeah,
all
but
the ESPN.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That was the dumbest line of all time, by the way. I bet on the Patriots last night because 9-point dogs was the dumbest line.
And also,
I've ever
anytime
seen.
You see the experts picking against them across the board, you know that's going to backfire.
So
there was no chance
so
that field goal
stupid.
Was going
Nine
in.
Points?
I tweeted out right before it. There's no chance he's going to hit this because some things are written in the fucking stars.
You know what I love almost more than Patriots Dave is Jets Kevin. Like Jets Kevin.
He's pretty sad.
I mean, it's just.
I came in so hot. Things look so good to start.
Dude, Black Cloud's coming. Fitzpatrick stinks.
The AFC East is so pathetic. It's literally the division's already over. It's week one. The division, the Bills, every year with the Bills, it's like the Bills are horrible every year. I had Zolak on my podcast. He's like, watch out for the Bills. It's like, Scott, what are you talking about? The Bills are horrible. He's like, T-Mobile. The Bills are horrible. The Dolphins, they're all terrible. And we're already, I may rest Gronk to the playoffs. Like, I'm not even joking. He's got a groin. As long as he's healthy. I mean, to beat them, by the way, without Gronk and without Brady, just surreal. Hats off to the Patriots. Some other quick things I wanted to talk about. Ben McAdoo's haircut.
Awesome.
We're
working on a shirt right now because we got it. Yeah. I mean, Benny with the good hair. It's just unbelievable.
Is that the shirt?
Yeah, Benny with the good hair and then the mustache.
There's a hole in my heart when Jim Tomsula was fired of like that greaseball, disgusting coach. Ben McAdoo's not all the way to, he's not all Tom Sewell, but he's like 75% of Tom
Sewell. He looks like a walrus.
He's awful. Is it awful? And did you see his shades before the game? He had the shades. I wrote it in the rewind. He looks like a dude who pops the top on his Miata in October. He's like,
yeah, that was
watch out.
He
watch
also
out.
Sort of looks like a middle school haircut. Like that's
like the fat kid in middle school. Like the side part kind of.
But I never really studied him before. He was a sight.
I'm big on him.
Del Rio, obviously.
Balls.
Huge
and Del Rio's daughter.
And that tweet, Del Rio tweet.
Which was our Twitter tweet. What do we call it? Tweet?
A tweet.
It's called a tweet.
That was with our gift.
No,
very
but
well
Del
done.
Rio tweeting to ESPN Stats. You saw that, right?
No.
ESPN Stats was like, the Raiders had a 44% chance winning if they went for two and a 51% if they kicked the extra point. He said, good thing ESPN doesn't coach the Raiders.
Now, you were freaking out about guys going for two last week. In different situations.
That's
gambling.
That was win or loss. That wasn't him playing.
That's gambling.
Ballsy call. ESPN, another thing, I don't even know why it's on their website. They got to stop putting up the win percentages like 3 seconds into the game. It drives me fucking crazy. Yeah.
Also, their new panel is just terrible.
Oh.
I missed it.
Hasselbeck,
I did see,
Delph,
I said Berman like freak out in day one.
That's just Berman.
I caught this. Dan Fouts in the game-winning touchdown. He had probably the worst call. He ranted and raved in the Seahawks-Dolphin game. How it was like an obvious pick play. Obvious pick plays coming back. The officials all over it. Missed that. That was good.
This one's coming back. A flag on the play. This is an offensive interference here. A pick play to get Baldwin open in the corner of the end zone. Officials all over it. There is no foul for defensive holding.
Under the radar, Zach LaVine. Like, just congratulating every single team in the NFL.
He just loves it. You know what, though? Week one is the only time where that actually flies for me because I'm so happy to get football back that it's like, go Bills, go Giants, go everyone. Yeah.
What do you got on ODB and Dez playing tickle fight?
I hate that shit.
When I saw that they were playing catch, I was like, all right, now everyone's going to get upset and do the used to be. But they were actually tickling each other.
The catch is one thing. When you're getting on the ground and rolling around,
they were having a tickle
fight. Putting his fingers in his mouth. It's just crossing a line.
You guys, this will be, you're going to say Patriot Dave.
The Patriots would never do it.
Like, Edelman runs over a fucking camera guy and stares him down. Like the Patriots just hate everybody.
I hate Edelman so much, by the way. You know, he's one of those dudes, like, you say, like, oh, if he was on my team, I'd love him. I think I'd still hate him on my team. Yes, I would. I fucking hate that guy.
I don't even know what a player looks like. Like, you would not hate Edelman. You'd fucking love him. He's like, I was going to say a Ferrari version of Wayne Krabet, who I'm sure little Kevin was like jerking off to Wayne Krabet when you were a kid. But that's an insult, by the way, to Edelman. And by the way, I think I saw today, again, that somebody be like, the Patriots have no star receivers. Julian Edelman is a fucking star. Anybody who says he's not, just doesn't watch football. College, we had the CMU play, the Central Michigan play, the big controversies. They shouldn't have, I guess, according to the rules, gotten that because it was an intentional grounding. I actually think they shouldn't have gotten it. All right, the rules are fucked up, but they should get it, right? Games should not be able to end on an intentional grounding call. You accept the penalty. It's a loss of down, on time down. That's what the rules should be. It's screwed up.
You can't have you can't have a penalty in the, like, under 10 seconds.
Yeah, but
then that stops the clock. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, but it was
on Central Michigan. You can't have a penalty against yourself, and that's a fair rule.
It was intentional grounding against Oklahoma State.
Oh, I honestly missed it. All I know is that I wanted to complain about losing the second half under on that play.
Ouch.
But then I'm also a loser for having the second half under in a Central Michigan game week two.
I had the over. I was falling.
You
deserve
that.
Yeah, right. Like, I want to be like, I was
that
the
was
worst
a, that
beat.
Was a self-fulfilling
but just being
there.
In that game is like a beat in itself.
Not too much else.
That week stunk. That week is why college football stinks. someone like me.
Yeah, week two, they need to even it out. Although the game at Bristol was cool, and the football guy of the week for Pardon My Take was against Michigan. Love that quote. The UCF coach saying that
Michigan
beat them 51-14. He said, but we came in and out hit them.
anybody who watched that game knew we out hit them. They literally lost by 100.
They were on defense for like 58 minutes. It was great. It was more tackles.
31-0 after the first quarter.
It was awesome.
And that was his quote. We out hit them.
Football
and by the way, they were 0-12 last year with Scott Frost. I think they won their first game versus like not a real team. So he should probably if you said that to Harbaugh, I said this, I blogged that. I think that's the type of thing Harbaugh would try to like beat you to a pulp.
Yeah, he'd be very upset.
It's like good game coach, we out hit you. And he'd be like, go nuts.
And Brohm, the Western Kentucky coach, saying like, I want a street fight between the whistles. Then he got blown out by Alabama. Just I love when that happens.
And quick shout out to Saban just tearing Lane Kiffin a new asshole. There's no that relationship.
Oh,
that
they, dynamic, they made a fucking if reality they made a documentary show, or reality show.
Together,
oh my god,
make them live together like for a couple
god.
Months.
Real world.
Well, yeah. I mean, Kiffin would fuck. Didn't Kiffin fuck Saban's wife anyway?
Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe. Is that a fact?
That's
no. It's not
as close to a fact.
Hearsay. I threw it out there. Sources.
As close to a fact.
He fucked someone's wife. Kiffin is a known wife fucker.
I don't think you
Kiffin
fuck
is a known wife fucker. That's true.
That's a fact.
You don't let your wife run, Kiffin.
No, you
don't. I don't care who you are.
He's a known wife fucker.
No, Saban, no chance. Saban, no. Anybody but Saban.
Kiffin?
Saban's daughter.
I mean,
huge
that's
difference.
That's
not
crazy.
That's probably worse.
That's still crazy.
That's probably still, worse.
It is a difference. It is,
huge.
But it's not that
because
big of a difference.
Saban's daughter is not that cute. So she was probably like psyched about it.
Dude, I would
that
so
was
much
nice.
Rather have
Hank
someone
coming
obsessed
in
with
from
my
the,
wife than my
from
daughter.
The clouds.
From the control
What's
room.
What's he doing over there?
It's the control room.
Producing,
today.
Man. That's what Henny does.
He's learning. He's a sponge.
CM Punk, he got his ass fucking kicked. Did anyone get that fight?
I didn't get it because I was like, he's going to get his ass kicked. I don't want to waste money.
But that's actually fun to watch him get his ass kicked.
I watched it. I watched it on Periscope.
I didn't even I want them. I was getting the free link sent to me, and I still didn't want to watch it.
His post-game speech, he sounded like a victory speech a little bit. He's like, follow your dreams. Anybody can do this.
$500,000 for that, right?
Is that what he got? Is that a lot?
Did you watch it?
I think it's a lot to watch and get beat up and done.
Because the worst part is that he didn't just get knocked out right away. If he got knocked out right away, it would have been fine.
You mean tapping out?
No, but like if it had ended in like 20 seconds, it's like, okay, whatever. He was just flailing and like getting like it was like a big brother versus little brother situation.
I mean, is he supposed to be like a good athlete?
No, but he fucking trained for 2 years.
Nate, did you cry?
No, I wanted him to lose.
Why? I thought you were a CM Punk guy. If you couldn't hear that, Nate
leads WWE.
Nate,
you leave
Nate
WWE
was rooting against CM Punk because he left the WWE like a punk. I think that's what he said. All right.
But everyone's saying he was like all courageous. I mean, it's not courageous to just roll into the ring.
And if cash a check.
I could go do that. It's maybe courageous to get my ass beat.
Yeah, I guess.
Especially if you're cashing a check.
But couldn't you make more wrestling? Wasn't he the number one guy?
Yeah, probably could have. Although, who knows with Vince.
$500,000 one time. It's not chump change.
Commercial break. I don't even know that we do commercials around here anymore for mid breaks. We do?
Sure.
Yeah. Nice.
Sure. Okay.
That was a good shirt.
Yeah. Loud Sean. You are getting softer, Sean.
I can be loud.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Tone that down.
This chick, this drunk chick on the subway, just manhandling pasta. Only way to really describe it, how she's eating it. This is one of those things. She wasn't disgusting looking, so it made it kind of like weird. I was like, I'm not.
You were turned in.
No,
you were turned on.
You were
into
so
it.
Vulnerable.
You were absolutely.
I wasn't.
You liked how drunk she was.
No, I wasn't turned on.
I see what
on.
You're saying, baby.
I wasn't turned on, but I wasn't turned off. I was just like, oh, this is kind of weird, interesting.
No, it's true. If
she was like, looked like
right.
a normal like
right.
white girl,
no one
you
wants
may
to
know.
See fat people like stuff
or just
their
disgusting.
Face.
Yeah, right. Most people look homeless who are doing what she was doing.
Yeah,
she looked like she maybe is just a normal contributing member of society.
If you could see more of that. Would you watch it?
I'd be curious to be like, am I right? Is this girl like have a 9 to 5, a normal girl?
Right.
Or like,
well,
what?
Her face is all over the fucking place. So I'm sure we'll find out.
I also, I've been in that situation. It's like, you don't have to work, you gotta eat. What are you gonna do?
It's a fucking rough situation. Pussification of America, and I go back and forth on this, but so Rich Hill, Dodgers, perfect game in the eighth, I think, and they took him out. I'm not a perfect game guy. I'm not a no-hitter guy, but the next time somebody says a perfect game or a no-hitter matters, I want to throw this game in your face, because how do you take this guy? I know he's coming off like arm surgery. The Dodgers getting ready for the playoffs.
It's the blister that is his problem. He's always got blisters. They saw heat on his finger. That was the line.
It's also just like
heat on his finger.
I feel like for baseball fans, that's like a tough one to fucking.
But dude, why
for you,
would
you? Right? Like, you're like a lame baseball.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I'd rather my manager be thinking about the playoffs than
perfect
game against the Miami Marlins.
Coming from me after Harvey pulled his no way stunt and then went out there and just fucking gave up a walk and a double and lost the World Series. As a manager, it's your job to pull the plug when you feel you need to pull the plug. It sucks. It stinks.
Rich Hill's
kind of fucked
like
that guy over.
He's not like a horse. You can't be like Rich Hill. Absolutely. Like he's Madison Bumgarner. We can depend.
We can
on
ride
him.
With this guy. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I still, again, next time people are like, it's the biggest
no-hitters,
thing in the world.
No-hitters are the dumbest thing in the world. Perfect games aren't, because there's only been like 25 of those. So
well, then that goes back,
I get why people would be upset. I totally disagree
with
them.
There's been like 300 no-hitters.
Right. No-hitters are fucking bullshit. But I understand why people are upset. If I was a Dodger fan, I would not care at all. I'd want him.
I mean, are you not into any sort of personal achievements in sports?
Like, no, in sports?
Yeah, and I'm just saying in general. Like, if that dude has a chance
triple
to be
crown.
One of only 20.
Triple crown. I'll tell you baseball stuff. The two that get me baseball going, hit streaks, and I guess if you're going for like a home run title, an average. Like, if someone's going after the all-time average, I'd be very interested in that. But shit that happens fucking 30 times a season, no.
I actually
think. But the
think,
perfect game happens
you know
20 times
more?
In 100 years.
What's
is that
more,
a
fact?
It's like
what's
25.
What's more impressive to me than a perfect game is the strikeouts.
That too.
If a guy has more, if a guy's like getting up on that. Like,
yeah, like 20.
Yeah,
someone
yeah,
that can 18, ever get to 21.
19, right,
agree.
Exactly.
Agree. But those are like impressive. Single records as opposed to something that like
has been
fucking
done.
30 guys have hit 3 home runs in a game or something like that. I mean, that's to me, hitting 3 runs of what's the record? Has anyone ever hit 4?
Four.
How many?
Several guys, but not many.
Okay, so like that shit.
What
like,
about when, what was it, Chili Davis hit a home run from both sides of the plate in the same inning?
That doesn't, like, I don't give a fuck about
kinda
that.
Cool. Fernando Tatis, 2 Grand Slams, 1
Oh,
inning.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck
come
about
on,
that.
That's kind of cool, though.
No, I mean, it's
he
cool.
He also had sex
with
Joe Buck, so that's cool.
What's that?
That was another source's hearsay. We've been throwing out some rumors today.
Well, I didn't hear that one.
That Fernando Tatis and Joe Buck dated.
Really?
Joe you don't Buck. Know that story?
That's like,
come on.
That's my favorite urban legend
that's
ever.
Like the most famous.
I love it. No,
yeah,
I
it's
didn't
great.
Know that.
But I had, you know, my theory about the Latin guys in the they just
do whatever they want.
Yeah, they get wild and loose in the locker room.
Guys like Uribe.
Did you ask
Uribe
and
Tatis
just
right,
grabbing
just,
dicks?
That's
and
cultural,
did you ask Joe Buck that when he was on the air? That's a pussy question. Not ask. That's a Simmons.
Well, and you get Joe Buck on your show.
I'll fucking ask him. That's probably why I won't come on. But he'll never say he didn't ask the questions.
Well, you'd probably ask him, "Hey Joe, have you heard of Barstool? How much do you like Barstool?
Did you follow me on Twitter?
Did you hear about the time that I got Barstool bought by Chernin? Let me tell you the story about
Chernin
buying
Barstool."
No,
well, that's the Dave Portnoy show. But if he was on a Barstool show.
Every show's the Dave Portnoy show.
This hasn't been a Dave Portnoy show.
This whole fucking thing is the Dave Portnoy show.
That actually is true.
Yeah, we know.
Hillary fainted. Yeah, kind of fainted. She like stumbled.
If there was nobody there to catch her, she's going down like a box
true.
Of rocks. There was full faint.
I threw out a theory that I think actually has a lot of legs. I was writing the blog. I'm like, oh, all right, she fainted, blah, blah, blah. And then I gave it more thought. And I actually wouldn't be surprised, tying it full circle, I think her and Trump both could be aliens. And The Simpsons actually did like a legitimate episode
yeah,
on this.
I remember that one.
So
yeah.
I put it there. It's like what we're talking about. I mean, her face now, it looks like the Chucky doll. It's like,
it's not because she's an alien. It's because she's fucking 70 and
no.
jacked up with all
right.
sorts of stuff to make
or
her look human again.
Or you just
again.
Zip off the Hillary suit and like they put a new one. Yeah.
Why didn't they just say that she was overcome with emotion? I don't get that. They had to go back.
Oh, you
like,
know what? They should have said like
stuff?
The Holy Ghost hit her and
no,
then get
but
the
just
Bible
like,
belt.
It's 9/11. It's a it's obviously a very very emotional day.
Wow,
she fainted from emotion.
Then you're a weak commander in chief.
I don't know about that.
But
that's the one day. The one day you're allowed to faint is 9/11.
We don't actually know what's wrong, right? They said
pneumonia,
but I think that was a lie.
I think she's just old.
She's old as shit.
And then,
dude, girls,
remember
they're always...
Remember Trump, like, with his doctor? Like, he's got, like, Dr. Cuckoo, who pops up every now and then and be like, he's the most healthy guy. They're both fucking falling apart.
She's 70 years old. She's running for the hardest job in the world up against the biggest dick ever. And chicks are always tired and always like, I gotta go to sleep.
Trump... To his credit, flipped the script a little bit. He tweeted, like, hope you feel better, which is such a diabolical, mental, right. Like,
you get
tweet.
Killed in North Korea for that.
Yeah.
Sarcasm to the max.
Yeah. But I've seen articles being like, oh, he's turning a new leaf. Yeah, it's right. Like, so Trump. He did say at the end, we'll have to investigate, like, what's wrong with her.
Well, it doesn't help that there's, like, a very, like, strong theory that she has, like, some kind of neurological disorder. Our guy Martin Shkreli is, like, the head of that. He's like, have you heard this theory that, like, one of her security guards has, like, a zapper that zaps her back to life? There's pictures on the internet. It's like, look at this picture. Like, it's like a guy holding, like, a
pen. Like, you have to plug and unplug Hillary Clinton.
Right, so this doesn't
alive.
Help the Hillary's, like, dying, I mean, and she needs to be zapped.
She literally got zapped if you saw her getting, like, carried into the thing. Last one, Kate Upton, not happy that people take a knee, do whatever. Kate Upton's tough. I mean,
Kate Upton's done. It's over. It's a wrap for her.
What do you mean?
Like her career, her life.
She's
a nobody.
Is she a nobody?
What happens next? Maybe
no.
She's
not a nobody.
She's not a nobody. But it's she's completely on the downhill.
By the way, I kind of agree with what she's saying.
So do I.
Like 9/11, I think.
But I don't agree. I get that it's an you shouldn't. It's tough because you can't say I believe in free speech except for right now. Then you don't believe in free speech.
No, I believe in free speech, but I can, in my free speech is to be like,
yeah, you can be offended. Yeah, right. You can be offended by it. Like, I think it's a bad, it's a poor choice.
So that's what
she
did.
Right. But she was like, absolutely do not do this.
But that's the same. That's free speech, both sides.
Yeah.
But I agree with her. I'd be like, this day, fucking, you don't want to kneel this.
Yeah, just don't make it about yourself. Right.
360.
Right.
I hate fucking people making it about themselves. Yeah.
And then the people trying to stick it to her because her uncle.
That was crazy. Uncle Fred.
I mean, any my uncle.
Everyone's got a shit.
So Uncle Fred was in the Senate or something and voted against
some made up congressman.
They don't like.
I mean. If I have to worry about what my uncle says, you know what I mean? Like, your uncles can't speak for you.
I can't keep track of myself. Right?
Uncles don't mean shit.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty much it.
How would you say, can we go to the after show?
Yeah, we're in the after show.
How would you say Bagel Monday went?
Well, there's a lot of leftover bagels.
There was, like, probably about 40
I bought a ton. I didn't know
if we had to say, like, we had to put them together.
Who ate more donuts or bagels?
Donut Monday or donut or Bagel Monday a success?
Did you bring in the donuts?
We can't tell you.
Did you?
Hey, Dave. Dave, we can't tell you.
We can't tell you.
Probably.
It was Hank's friend who brought the donuts.
I'm sure.
I mean,
Rico
who do you Bosco. Fucking think brought the donuts?
I think he did, because he brought them the other day.
Okay.
What's his name?
Brett.
Yeah. I think Brett brought the donuts.
Come on, Dave.
I think Brett brought the donuts.
Kevin brought the donuts, and donut
you, you weren't even here, were you?
I mean, I just put it in an order. I had a guy do it.
They were already here.
Yeah.
A stoolie that Hank knows.
So like, you intentionally tried to sabotage. I didn't even notice.
I did nothing. I just brought in
I walked predicted. Like fucking 5 miles with a fucking 10
you.
Pounds of
poor
bagels
you.
Just to lighten up. I saw this whole side over here was eating bagels. K. Marco was eating
bagels. Because these people have not been trapped in Dave Portnoy's web.
I haven't said
of
a fucking
bullshit.
Word to anybody.
They don't know.
I'm
they're
trying
little,
to fucking help.
Virgins.
You guys are so
their brains
scared.
Are virgins.
I have so much real estate in your head. I tried being nice.
I just
guy.
Brought in donuts.
Yeah,
for people.
I had a donut.
All right. So
I don't.
Like,
I didn't like the bagels. They look
like you're not
stale.
Trying to provoke
Monday.
A fight.
It's Donut Monday.
Donut. Everyone knows it's Donut Monday in the office, dude.
Donut Monday sounds so much better than Bagel Monday.
Right, those,
those are blood bagels.
How are they blood bagels?
I bought
cream cheese.
I bought
scallion. I had every fucking type of cream cheese.
Scallion.
If I eat that fucking bagel.
The whole line at Murray's Bagels was around
bagel,
because I was like, I'll take all these. I didn't know what kind of bagels people want. I eat onion. I had like 10 flavors in there.
It's a game of chess.
Chess?
I'm
being nice.
If I eat that bagel,
never
it's,
touch that bagel.
Oh, you like that bagel I bought you, fat boy? I know your next move before
100%.
You even do it. Yeah.
100%.
So I'm
you're eating my bagels, so you can go home and put shades in college.
I have so much real estate in your guys' head. You're so far ahead of like what you're thinking.
I just know I just know Bagel Monday was a flop because there was about 40 bagels left over.
I saw a lot of, I bought a shit ton of bagels. Because I want there to be plenty. I don't want people to be fighting and have it Lord of the
nobody
Flies.
Nobody was fighting. They were eating the donuts.
I saw so many people eat these bagels, dude.
Did you really?
Yes. Look at Fat Boy over there eating that bagel.
See?
What?
That's why you don't eat the bagel.
That's why you
don't eat the bagel.
That's why you
got to
be smarter than to eat the bagel.
Cole,
I would expect
bagel?
It. I would expect it Foley from new guys.
You have a bagel?
New guys.
Everyone.
The only
people who didn't have a fucking bagel were you two fucking assholes.
New guys who don't know how you operate, I'd expect them to make the mistake and eat a bagel.
Rookies.
The fucking grizzled vets who've been through the
wars
with you.
Have I said anything to you about eating a bagel?
Right,
exactly. So
yeah,
it's
Coley,
like,
hey,
just wait,
we marked it down.
Yeah, well, you guys
it's
create this whole atmosphere.
It's a long time.
It's how he does it. It's just a fucking step by step, day by day.
You guys
and then next thing you know,
are so in your
you'd
own
be,
heads.
You'd be like cutting, you know, tickets at the Museum of Science if you didn't eat those fucking bagels.
You guys are so in your own fucking heads. I love it. This has been like a psychological experiment on how paranoid.
No,
and,
I'm just
and,
trying
and
to
like,
lose a little weight, so I didn't eat the bagel.
So, but you ate the donuts.
Yeah.
The donuts are better.
It's a couple cows.
All right, whatever. I have no problem. I didn't say, good, bring in donuts. I'm happy. Make this office a fucking happy place. K. Marco's fucking power rankings are a fucking joke.
Keith.
The most fucking morale-boosting guy around here.
He's calling you out for your power rankings.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Hang up.
All right, that's the rundown. We're done.
Done here.
Done. No more bagels.
No,
cancel Bagel Monday.
No, I'm going to do bagels from everywhere.